This is Hispanic Heritage Day on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Already had some great guests on. The senior senator of the state of Florida, Marco Rubio, joined us moments ago. Spoke to the CEO of Goya, had Nicole Malliotakis. Still to come, Mara Jolie, former Yankee great Tino Martinez, former Met great Edgardo Alfonso, Kimberly Guilfoyle. But John Catsimatidis, our proud owner, great guy, he actually put out a quote yesterday. It's in today's New York Post, and it goes like this. The Hispanic culture in New York City is among the most vibrant and fastest growing, said John, owner of Red Apple Media and this radio station. As an immigrant myself, I should say, I understand what it means to take pride in your culture, your heritage, your ethnicity, and the path by which we all become New Yorkers. 77 WABC Radio, Gristides, D'Agostino's, and Red Apple Group are proud of the contributions made by our Hispanic brothers and sisters, whether it is the thousands of Hispanic-owned businesses or the millions of New Yorkers of Hispanic heritage who work, live, play, and pray here in the greatest city on earth. It is only right and appropriate that we take a moment to reflect on the accomplishments and tremendous impact that our fellow Hispanic New Yorkers have had throughout our city's storied history. And with that said, here he is, the author of that great quote, our owner and good friend, John Catsimatidis. Yeah. Good morning, John.
How's the M&Ms?
They're delicious. Two big bags that Margo dropped off last week, so thank you so much for that.
You're looking at a future diabetic.
Oh, there's no question. I can't stop eating candy in the morning. Hey, but John, on a serious note, you can buy M&Ms, just so you know, with D'Agostino's and Gracidi's.
Sure.
I did buy You Bet Syrup yesterday. John, why is it so important to you that today you've taken your radio station and we've made this a day for the Hispanics?
Well, I've worked very closely with Hispanics almost all my life. I mean, in Gristides and Red Apple and our original stores and D'Agostino. I think our Hispanics management and employees are over 50-60%, which is, the majority. And I lived in Puerto Rico for a little while back in the 80s when we owned Capital Airlines, and Puerto Rico was our big destination. Not only did we fly to San Juan, we also flew to Barinquen, which was another city further out. It seems like I think we celebration of this is important. We just passed Columbus Day. And traditionally, Sid, there was not only an Italian Columbus Day parade in New York on Fifth Avenue, there was also a Hispanic Columbus Day on Fifth Avenue.
Yep.
And, being this year that we have nothing and our city is dead, I feel that we should do our part to keep things alive, and it's so sad. Our theater district, our restaurants. I think you're right. I think this is more political than not. Not that we shouldn't be careful. We should all be careful. But what's happening in our city? It's a fear campaign where they are scaring people. And the rest of the country is opened up. And then the other fear campaign, Sydney, said that's going on is the fact, oh, my God, 10,000 people more have tested positive.
Right.
Well, we gave them another million tests.
Right.
The more tests you're going to have, the more people are going to test.
Correct.
Now, what they're not telling you is the death rate. The death rate is down to zilch because we finally know how to treat this virus. And we do have medicines for it. We maybe the other fear campaign, vaccine. Well, 40 years later, there's still not a vaccine for AIDS. They don't tell you that. I think what Donald Trump did and put it at warp speed, just like they're talking the Starship Enterprise. warp speed, you're going to get a vaccine, and you have so many companies working on it. You're going to get it in record time. This has never happened in our country before.
No, you're absolutely right. John Catsimatidis on the Bernie and Sid show. John, this is Bernard McGurka. You are the personification of the American dream, an immigrant, wildly successful businessman, as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Day here on 77 WABC. Mr. Katz, you are our leader. You can be the savior of New York City. How close are you now to running for mayor? Are you any closer than the last time, since the last time we've spoken?
Well, I don't want to confuse New Yorkers. I don't want to confuse Americans. I think we should get the presidential race done, which is 14 days away. Or is it 13 days away?
13 now, yeah.
And then I think we can have a serious discussion. But it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. You know what's more important than being Democrat or Republican? Being a real American and being a real New Yorker with common sense. Now, what's happened on and Robert Unain from Goya, and we support Goya 110%, both at the station and both at Ristides and D'Agostino. He said that the Democrats tried to take the words "under God" away from the statement of our country. I mean, what is going on in the Democratic Party? And guys, I was a Bill Clinton Democrat. I ran the campaign in the Northeast here, or in New York. And I love the guy, and he was a common sense guy. Did he make some mistakes? Sure, but everybody makes mistakes. It's important that I would say to you right now that the crazy Democrats, the loonies that are going around trying to change our way of life, I call upon all common sense Democrats. Well, when you go to the polls, say whatever you have to say to those loonies. Vote against them. Vote, you know, just let them know that common sense Americans, common sense New Yorkers are still around. And you know what you do? I know even the common sense Democrats that are running are scared stiff of them. I won't mention names, but they're scared stiff. So you know what you do? It's a secret ballot. When you go into that ballot box and these loonies that are trying to change our way of life, vote against them.
Yep. Yeah, vote against them. There's the answer. So listen, on a final note, John, whether it was Columbus Day when we had great Italians on this radio station all day long, last week back to blue from the press conference we did on Thursday to the shows we did on Friday to today's Hispanic Heritage Show, I got to tell you, Bernie and I are very, very proud to be your morning hosts on this station as we continue to represent, identify, and value every person of every ethnicity in this city, and that's because of your vision. So we want to thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and you guys are doing a great job, and I enjoyed listening to Robert Unain this morning from Goya and Nicole Mayotakis and our Senator Rubio.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah, fantastic.
He's one common sense guy, and that's what it's all about. And when, like I said, I don't care Democrats or Republicans. You need common sense.
Well said. Thank you, John. There he is, the owner of the station. Terrific guy, John Catsimatidis.